Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of September, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, the U.S. stock market gave back a little bit of ground in here today, and we're still in a quiet, modest reaction phase overall. And that's occurring following the sharp mostly short covering rally that we saw when Ben Bernanke surprised investors last week by not commencing a tapering procedure in the quantitative easing program. And then we had, as you'll recall, James Bullard, another Federal Reserve governor, coming forward and saying, well, maybe they'd taper next month. So that's left markets a little bit in limbo. Valuations are a little bit to the high side overall. Another factor that affected sentiment in the U.S. stock market here today was that consumer confidence in the U.S. reached a four-month low. So the basic picture that we have is one of slow global GDP growth, a little bit of evidence that it's picking up in some regions, one that people were quite fearful of not long ago. Was the Asian region, but there's evidence that things are improving in China, also in Japan, and possibly also in some of the ASEAN indices, which had soared, as you know, well above their rising 200-day moving averages back in May, and have been in a mean reversion reaction phase here overall. And a big factor behind that was their weakness in currencies, which we've discussed previously, but those currencies have firmed up in recent weeks overall. So we have a calm period here overall, where individual stories are more important than the overall trend, and I think the overall trend, if it has any characteristic here right now for global stock markets, that for many it's somewhat choppy here overall, steadier in the United States, which has been the case here for quite some time. So what's actually going to happen in this environment? And I think slow growth, which is not a surprise if you take, as many economists are saying, the beginning of economic recovery following the very severe credit crisis recession of 2008, that global economies, for the most part, really weren't bottoming until mid-2009. So we're only 4.25 years from that date right now. And a point that I've mentioned often in these audios is that the historic economists have pointed out in the past that following credit crisis recessions that affect the global economy, that it usually takes at least 5 to 7 years before GDP growth gets back to anything like normal, and it can be problems can linger for longer. So that's where we are, and it's not a bad environment, but what we have seen is an overall loss of momentum for the global bull market. Not everything, because we're not seeing all shares tip down. The strongest companies are still performing, or those that are most in favor are still performing. But expect, I think, I will say, is expect a lengthy period of ranging, and that will be fairly choppy from time to time. And I think that long-term investors, and I consider myself a long-term investor, although I also do some occasional trading, as you know. But as a long-term investor, I think that one can hold on to positions that you feel comfortable with. I think the only thing that would cause me to think more seriously about taking profits would be if something was doing so well that in this environment, after 4 years of a bull market, if we were seeing acceleration well above a rising 200-day moving average, that would be a clear overextension, and I think it would not be a bad idea to scale back if that happens in any individual positions. I certainly wouldn't be selling on weakness. I think if there's one tactic that would serve reasonably well in this environment for investors who are perhaps a little more active, it would be just to buy low, sell high. That's usually a good strategy in most environments, but it works particularly well in an overall choppy market environment. Now, what else is going on here? The long-dated government bond yields have come down a little bit further. Indeed, global bond yields have come down a little bit further. And that has been apparent since Ben Bernanke decided not to taper. And if I put up the US 10-year right now, I think that's interesting to see exactly where we are. That 10-year yield fell to a new reaction low. Remember, it had its high up near the 3% level, and today that has closed out at 2.65. And it looks technically as if this could come lower, and I maintain that we have seen a peak of at least near-term significance. But this is more likely to be a medium term, as in possibly, well, at least several months before we see those bond yields pushing higher once again. So that is reducing a risk. That will certainly ease Mr. Bernanke's concerns somewhat. And although my own feeling is that based on his criteria, in terms of unemployment and global GDP growth, that it's still soft, so that there's no compelling case for him to commence tapering next month, in my opinion. And I think that if it's the criteria that will be the main factor in his thinking, that he'll postpone until at least December. Well, we will see, as they say. Elsewhere in the markets, US dollar is a fraction steadier overall, but the important story that I've already mentioned and will just briefly comment on again is that we did see some of those quite weak currencies in Asia, particularly for the ASEAN stock market indices and also the Indian currency. We've seen a steadier tone here in recent weeks, and that's good. So that was a problem that has at least been mitigated here somewhat in recent weeks. Now, also commodity markets. This is interesting because we've got a soft tone here generally. The industrial metals are all a bit lower in here today. And the only one that's seen quite a strong rally in recent weeks has been tin, and that's stopped moving up recently. And that saw that strong rally because production was reduced. And I think that in the months ahead, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we saw some further reductions in production in these markets taking place. That usually occurs after a protracted period of weakness, but it's understandable that most produ no producer wants to be the first one to actually start reducing prices. But I do think we will see it happen before too long. Now, the continuous commodity index that I often mention, that's at 514 and change, about 514 and a half, and that's only therefore 14 points above that 500 floor region that we've seen over the last many months. So there's still some selling pressure. I think stale bull investors have been coming out of those commodity markets, and it looks as if that can continue for a while longer. Also, another change in the commodities, and I'm pleased to see this, although I see it's changed from when I've looked earlier in the day, is crude oil prices. We have they're actually a dollar, more than a dollar off their lows that we saw earlier today. But the WTI is down at 103 and a quarter. The Brent, actually the Brent's higher here today now. It's up to 60 cents. It's at 108.76. When I looked earlier on, it was hovering just above the 107.5 level. And I'd welcome some further easing in that sector because there's still a Middle East premium here in the oil price, and I think that's due primarily to some hedge long positions by speculators, and that's creating a little bit additional headwind for the global economy. And precious metals, a quiet day here overall. Silver's up a fraction at 1324 and change. Silver currently trading at, it was down slightly today at 2173. And that's pretty much the picture here on Tuesday, the 24th. All the very best to all of you.